Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And congratulations to Carrie Wainwright of Chandler, who will join Fulton Holmes and News Radio 620 KTAR at the Bob Pool for next Friday night's Diamondbacks-Padres game.
In the pool.
Yes, in the pool area. Well, it's up to Carrie whether she wants to get in the pool.
Cannonball, Carrie. That's my suggestion.
Yes.
Cannonball.
And say, the computer corner rocks, and then do a cannonball.
And then try to splash the upper deck.
KTAR cares for kids, and Fulton Holmes remind you that 2 seconds is too long. Watch your kids around water. You'll have another chance to win during the Smart Investor, or to make sure you're at the... Make sure you're at the game, you can buy tickets at 602-514-8400. See, this is why.
Not so smooth anymore.
We never were.
Eh?
Right. Well, we're talking.
Shall we do what we actually do, which is fix computer issues?
We could try to do that. We could try to help out, like, Keith, who has an IBM, and who cares where Keith's at, because he has an IBM, and he's upgraded to Net Zero, or upgraded Net Zero versions, I guess.
Yes.
Now he cannot surf.
That's correct.
Yeah, Chris spelled surf, S-E-R-F.
Hey, Keith, could you surf before?
Yes.
All right.
With an E or U? So you were fine. Everything was great.
Yes.
Nothing was broken.
No.
And you said, let's upgrade.
Yes.
And as soon as you did that...
Things worked fine for a couple of reboots.
Okay.
I came back on, and then this morning I could not check my email, which I'd sent to Social Security and... couple other places because I lost some savings bonds on Wednesday.
Ooh.
So what else besides Net Zero is installed as far as like security or any firewalls?
Actually, hang on a second. You said you couldn't check your email. Have you tried to surf?
No, can't do any of that.
So you have no way to connect to the internet?
Well, it shows that I'm connected to the through the modem and I'm hooked on, but mm-hmm. I don't have a browser page.
And there's no way you can't open a Blue E or any of that stuff. None of that works.
None of that works.
Okay. Do you have, like, firewall programs or anything like that installed?
Yes.
Okay. Chances are what happened was the firewall program still thinks that the old Net Zero is in play.
Okay.
And when you install the new one, it kind of probably crossed it up, and it's saying, oh, you're not allowed, you're not authorized to go out on the internet here.
Okay.
So you probably want to do a couple things.
You can temporarily just disable the firewall software just to see if things work.
Okay.
If things start working, then you got to go in and kind of make some adjustments in the software to try to allow the new version of Net Zero to work. And how that's going to happen is going to be kind of specific depending on what kind of firewall software you have and things like that.
Which firewall did you install?
Oh, it's been on there for years. I'm not even sure.
Is it like Zone Alarm or something?
Yes.
Okay. So you might also need to, depending upon what's going on, and this is where you might have to get online and talk to tech support people, but you might need to upgrade a version of the firewall to work with this new Net Zero. There's all kinds of possibilities, but that's where I would start. It's the most likely the cause.
Okay.
Because Zone Alarm goes program by program, and you have to authorize the use of that connection.
I see.
And you probably haven't authorized this new software to be able to use that connection.
Okay.
Hey, Keith, can I ask a question to try to maybe help others learn from your pain?
Sure.
Was there a reason that you were upgrading to the new version of Net Zero software other than, well, it's a new version, so it must be better somehow?
When I logged in and used it for the one day, like yesterday, and then when I reactivated, the upgrade was asking you if you wanted to install it. You had 3 chances to do it. It said yes and no.
So it just kept popping in front of you saying you should upgrade, you should upgrade.
Yes.
Yeah, that's typical. I mean, AOL does the same thing. Everybody does that. So how are they supposed to know when to and when not to upgrade?
Right.
That's the problem. But what you want to keep in mind, though, and anybody out there that has a software firewall, which is what you have, that Zone Alarm program, anytime you have that and you make a change to how you connect to the Internet, a lot of times you're going to have this kind of an issue. One of the things you may want to consider doing is uninstalling the firewall completely, doing the reinstallation of the upgrade if you can, and I don't even know if you can. But if you uninstall the firewall and everything works again, then you're in good shape, and you should be able to just reinstall the firewall, giving that program authority to go out and use that internet connection.
The answer always comes down to unplug it and plug it back in.
Gotcha.
Well, not in this case.
Well, yeah, uninstall the software and plug it back in.
Sure.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
And don't confuse people here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's likely what it is. And like Brandon said, you can test our theory just by disabling that or turning off the firewall altogether.
Okay.
And see if your internet connection works again.
All right.
And then if you used any other special email software or virus software that makes it go in different directions, Well, actually, the Net Zero email is actually online, isn't it? Isn't it web-based?
Yes.
Okay, then it'll all be in the same bucket.
Okay.
All right?
I want to drop off computer parts, but does that include a monitor, an old monitor?
You betcha. Next week, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Anything. Okay. Televisions, old...
calculators?
Gaming consoles, old cell phones.
Blender?
Everybody's got these things.
I went dumpster diving a couple of months ago and got me a new Dell, so I'm going to get rid of this.
Wait a minute. You went dumpster diving and got a new Dell?
You mean a used new Dell?
Yes.
Oh, through identity theft?
No, they had thrown it out in the trash.
They being somebody?
Yes, somebody that was moving.
Huh.
Didn't want to move it with them.
Hey, dude, you're getting a Dell.
You're getting a dumpster diving Dell. Wrong company.
All right, close enough.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right.
All right, that's how it works, folks. Firewalls, good for you, but sometimes can cause you to do exactly what it's supposed to do, which is not allow you access.
And dumpster diving. I don't know how that is good for you, but...
Well, that's going to...
And he got a new monitor.
And he's going to...
And you're getting a Dell.
And he's going to get a... He's going to be able to donate usable stuff because he went dumpster diving.
And you might get identities.
Hopefully not.
For those of you just joining us, next week we're doing our annual Earth Day celebration with the Arizona Strut Program. That's the Arizona Students Recycling Used Technology. Everything from computers, printers, monitors, televisions, gaming consoles, any kind of electronics you have, you can bring to these donation points that we're going to make available to you. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Phoenix Zoo, so everybody around there, and then we're going to work out a situation where you can take it to any number of other Data Doctors locations throughout the city here. So, and Flagstaff, too. There's lots of people taking stuff
throughout
up to Flag.
The whole world and maybe even Jupiter.
No. Not
maybe
yet.
Maybe someday.
We're working on it. So anyway, stay tuned for that, and we'll give you all the specific information through our website, through our newsletter, so on and so forth.
Should we go to Kent, who has an HP and he can't play music CDs?
I hate when that happens.
Hey, Kent.
Hello there.
Hi. Hey, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you very much.
You have a music issue?
I do have. I rarely play a music CD, and I pop it in there now, and it won't play it. It says it can't play in digital mode. And it will switch to analog, but it does not switch to analog. And I have tried everything on you guys' website.
Wait, hang on. When you put the disc in, does a program automatically start up?
I do have an auto startup.
Okay, what program is it?
This is not a program. This is a music CD.
Right, but in order to play the music CD, a program has to come up on your screen.
Oh, I'm using Windows Media Player.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Have you or somebody replaced this CD-ROM drive since last time you used it?
Yes, it was done professionally.
Okay, and the place where it was done professionally, we don't need their name, but you need to go back there and tell them that there's a CD audio cable. It's a separate little tiny cable.
Well, are you getting an error message?
No, he said...
Only that it won't play digital.
You just don't hear anything.
Right.
It looks like it's playing.
It does everything else. It installs auto-run CDs and all
right,
that.
Right. No, we're talking about the music. When you put the music disc in, it looks like it's playing, but you don't hear anything.
That is correct.
Okay.
And he gets a message that it can't play digital, so it's going to switch to analog. And if it's going to play analog, it needs to have that little tiny CD audio cable that goes from the back of the CD-ROM drive to a special place either on the motherboard or on the sound card.
They forgot to add one little cable.
I popped the box, and it looked to me like everything was hooked up.
Should
be another one that I'm not looking for?
From the back of the CD-ROM drive, there would be a total of three cables. One is power. One is a big, wide, gray ribbon cable. That's for all the data and how digital music would play. And then the third is how analog music will play. And it's usually gray in color, very, very small and thin, and has four pins where it plugs in. Usually the colors are black, red, and white. If you're missing that third cable, you're not going to have analog playback.
I believe I only have two there.
Yep, and it's a real simple fix, so...
Now, that should go to both drives, then. I've got two drives.
No.
Usually they pick one or the other, so you might want to check the other drive to see if it'll play, because a lot of times there's not two places to plug in on your sound card or motherboard, and so you might also want to take that music CD and put it in the other drive and see if you can get music. It doesn't work in either one?
I have, right.
Okay, so you just decide which one you want to play audio CDs in and make sure that little extra cable is on that particular drive.
Okay, that's it, huh?
Yep, got to go from your drive to your sound card.
It's still a cable problem.
Yes, sir. You have a failure to communicate.
It's an easy one, though. That's a good thing for you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You betcha. All right, and let's put the word out there to everybody that does this professionally. Don't forget the audio cable.
That's like a 7-second fix, though. It's very easy.
Yeah.
Very, very easy.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got one segment left. When we come back, more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner. And we'll be back, I guess, when the break's over.
Oh, yeah.
Dust.